It's time now for this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package. In Week 9, the Bullpups hosted the 2-6 Abilene Cowboys in a game that on paper was meaningless since McPherson had already clinched the district championship and Abilene had been eliminated. But on senior night and with a 6-game winning streak on the line, the Bullpups came to play in Week 9. The Bullpups started the game with the ball, and they marched down the field into the red zone with a long drive. But once they got inside the 10-yard line, the drive stalled out, with Abilene taking over at its own 8. The Cowboys would then convert 3 consecutive third-down conversions and bring the ball out near midfield. But the Bullpup defense, after forcing 5 turnovers against Wamego, picked up the answer it needed.
First down and 10 now for the Cowboys at their own 42. Hand off James Bain in the backfield. It's a pitch play. Now the ball pops out of the ground, and the Bullpups have fallen on it down to the 48-yard line. And there to grab it for McPherson, it looked like Gunnar Reese, and it is. Gunnar Reese picks up the fumble.
Abilene had its one chance to stay in the game, but after the turnover, the Bullpups would not let up again. McPherson would drive 47 yards on 8 plays, and senior running back Austin Hunt would put the Bullpups on the board first.
As Mason thrashes the fullback in front, handoff Austin Hunt inside the 5 and stretches for the end zone. Touchdown Bullpups with 2:34 to go in quarter number 1, and Austin Hunt picks up his 5th rushing touchdown of the season, and on 2 drives the Bullpups got down inside the red zone. On the second one, they make the Cowboys pay 6-0 with 2:33 to go in quarter number 1.
7-0 McPherson, and the Bullpups would force an Abilene punt after 1 first down for the Cowboy offense. The drive took the game into the second quarter, and the Bullpups had Abilene right where they wanted them. The second quarter had been McPherson's best quarter of the season entering the game, with more than half of its 303 points coming in the second quarter. After the Abilene punt, junior running back Jace Kinneman got into the attack, and the team's leading rusher immediately made Abilene pay.
Stretch play and a handoff to Jace Kinneman to the outside, clears the 30. Jace Kinneman turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown Bullpups as Jace Kinneman goes 42 yards for the score, and the Bullpups take a 13-0 lead with 10:43 to go in quarter number 2.
42 yards for Kinneman, and he was just getting started for his biggest night of the season. After another punt, the Bullpups started at their own 48, and they called Kinneman's name again.
First down and 10 from the 48. Hand off to Kinneman up the middle. He gets off of a couple of tackles. Now Jace Kinneman bursts into the secondary. Kinneman inside the 30, down inside the 20, inside the 10. No flags down. Touchdown, Bullpups. Jace Kinneman had his longest touchdown run of the season on his last carry, and now he'll score from 48 yards out instead 52 yards out from his own 48. He's just breaking records after records tonight. And the Bullpups take a 20-0 lead. Jace Kinneman ran into a herd, and then all of a sudden he popped out of the mess and was off to the races for his second touchdown of the game and 12th on the season.
21-0 McPherson in the second quarter, and you could tell that the Bullpups were starting to pull away right there. After forcing their first 3 and out of the game, McPherson would take over at midfield. Again, the Bullpups would march down the field with ease, and Jace Kinneman picked up his 3rd rushing score of the game in a row.
Snap comes back, Hoppus hand off Kinneman, trying to get to the goal line, and Jace Kinneman is in. His 3rd rushing touchdown of the game and 13th of the season, this time from 1 yard out instead of from 42 and from 52. The Bullpups now take a 27-0 lead with 3:18 to go in the second quarter.
28-0 McPherson, and right before the halftime break, the Bullpups would take the ball back with 1:36 to go before halftime and only 44 yards away from the end zone. It took them only 4 plays, one of those a 30-yard completion to Thomas Diggs, and the senior Austin Hunt would get the call near the goal line again.
They do give it to Hunt right up the middle, dicing through the defense and stretching into the end zone. Touchdown, Bullpups! Austin Hunt picks up his 2nd of the game, his 6th of the season, and McPherson takes a 34-0 lead over Abilene on senior night. And with 53 seconds to go in the second quarter, Steve, the Bullpups have accomplished exactly what they wanted to do tonight. Put this game away in the first half and get your reserves in for half number 2.
It was a 35-0 halftime lead for the Bullpups, and they had already totaled 288 yards, with 209 of those coming on the ground. The Bullpups have also only allowed 9 points in the first half of all of their games this season, with all of those coming in the second quarter against May South. After forcing a 3-and-out to begin the second half on defense, the Bullpups took the field for the first time on offense in the third quarter at their own 36. After a 33-yard completion down the field to the Abilene 33, a couple of plays later, Jace Kinneman would find the promised land for the 4th time.
2nd and goal from the 5, hand off Kinneman right up the middle, shedding a couple of tackles, falls on a body and falls into the end zone, touchdown! Jace Kinneman with his 4th rushing touchdown of the game, his tied for the best game of the season. He had 4 against Circle, now 14 on the season for Jace. With 8:26 to go in the third quarter, the Bullpups have a 41-0 lead, and they're trying to get that clock to run.
42-0 McPherson, and the Bullpups still had 1 more left in them to get the clock to run for the back half of the third quarter and the remainder of the fourth quarter. Kyler Hoppus, who finished the game with 158 yards passing on the night, found one of his favorite targets for the longest completion of the night.
Second and two, Hoppus will pass with a five-step drop in the middle of the pocket. He's got a man over the middle. Pass is caught by Gabe Hoover. Inside the 30-yard line, dicing through the defense, and somehow breaks free. Into the end zone, touchdown. 44 yards on the strike to Gabe Hoover, and Kyler Hoppus picks up his first passing touchdown of the game. And for Gabe Hoover, touchdown catch number five. What a play there as he found Gabe Hoover wide open over the middle in a post, and somehow he got through three different Abilene defenders. 48-0 McPherson with 4:29 to go in quarter number three.
49-0 to score, and the clock would then run for the remainder of the game. Abilene would score one more time against the second team defense, but that would be it for the Cowboy offense. And Abilene ended the season 0-3 in district play and on a five-game losing skid. Things were much, much happier on the McPherson sideline, to say the least.
And what a regular season for McPherson this year, Steve. A phenomenal year. They pick up 8 wins of the regular season, and they have won 7 in a row. They're now 8-1 entering the playoffs, and now all that is on their mind is a second win over the Buehler Crusaders this season. The Bullpups beat Abilene tonight, and they are the district champions with a 3-0 record and a home playoff game coming here next week. The final score, Bullpups 49, Abilene 6. Bullpups win! Bullpups win! Bullpups win it! And Steve Sell, the postseason is finally here. There's a chill in the air, and I can't wait for next Friday night.
The Bullpups' first team defense again did not allow any points, meaning that no points have been scored against the first team D since the second quarter of week two. The Bullpups outgained Abilene 448-125, and they continue to dominate on both sides of the ball. Now the Bullpups will open up the playoffs at home against the Buehler Crusaders on Friday night. The game is a rematch of the first game of the season when McPherson beat Buehler 33-21 at Buehler in week one. Tensions will be high, to say the least, on Friday night at McPherson Stadium. Thanks for listening to this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package.